Mr. President.
Senate will come to order. Senator Porgemiller.
Afternoon, Mr. President. I'd like to impose a call.
Senate's under call. Senator Porgemiller.
Mr. President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Reverend Richard Carlson, currently a member of the Roseville Lutheran Church and a pastor in the St. Paul Area Synod. Lots to say there, isn't it?
Okay.
Great,
yes.
American.
Yeah. Okay. Greetings to you on this day. Let us pray. Gracious God, for this day and for the gift of the breath of life, we give thanks. As we gather here in this place as elected representatives of the people of Minnesota, we pray for a unity of spirit that comes from relationships of respect, understanding, and trust within this body. We pray for energy, passion, and single-minded purpose to study in order to comprehend the issues before us. We pray for a listening ear to one another and to your spirit of justice in order to discern decisions that will work towards the common good for all. Thank you, O God, for this framework of government that allows an orderly way for voices to be heard and decisions made. Bless each of your called and elected servants here. Give them a deep sense of the privilege and responsibility that is theirs, and empower them with humility and compassion to be about the work you call them to this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Great American.
I'll tell him myself.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebretson, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Wimmer, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olsen G, Olsen M, Ortman, Pappas, Parasol, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on House File Number 392 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File Number 372, a bill for an act relating to taxation, providing a federal update, etc. House File Number 392, is herewith returned to the Senate. Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Bach. Senator Bach. Is that his motion there? Yeah.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing recommendations in the Conference Committee report on House File 392 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee.
Hey, Senator Bach, would you explain to the body what changes were made in the Conference Committee?
Yeah. Mr. President, when the bill left the Senate, there were only a small number of conformity provisions included in it because in order to include further conformity, we didn't have money at the time. We hadn't received all the federal money. And the only way to have done that would have been the way the House did it when they sent it over. When the House sent the federal conformity bill over, they paid for federal conformity by delaying corporate tax refunds that are due to Minnesota corporations. I didn't feel, and the members of the Tax Committee didn't feel, that it was a good precedent to start delaying tax refunds, whether they're corporate or individual, that refunds that taxpayers or businesses that are due to them, they should receive them in a timely way, and they shouldn't be delayed as a way to provide for additional spending. What happened since the House proposed that is the federal money came, and I think everybody realizes we had some money left on the bottom line in fiscal year 09. So because of the federal stimulus money and some money available in 09, when we went to conference committee, we were able to do much more of the conformity than previously could have been done or that previously was introduced in the original bill. So there's a number of federal conformity provisions contained in this bill that make Minnesota tax law consistent with federal provisions that have been passed since February of 2008. So this conforms us to, I believe, about 60 federal tax changes. We make the changes in Minnesota law so that the taxpayer doesn't have to add back deductions they took on their federal return when they file their state income tax return. Members, there are a number of provisions in here. I'll go through a few of them.
Anybody want to listen to the federal conformity?
There are a number of provisions relative to military families, the largest of which is combat pay is currently tax-exempt in Minnesota. There's a change in here that will allow that tax-exempt income to be used to maximize the working family tax credit that saves about 1,000 military taxpayers some tax liability. There's a very important provision in here for charities that allows somebody who's reached the age of 70 and a half to take money out of their IRA and not pay the taxes on it if they're giving the money to charity. And the charitable contribution can be up to $100,000 in a year. And we have about 3,000 Minnesotans that would qualify for that provision. There's another provision in here where an individual sells an upside-down mortgage on their home where their mortgage is higher than their sale price. It provides that the portion of the debt that's forgiven is not included as taxable income. There are a number of different provisions in here for the business community that provide for some more favorable tax treatment on expensing and depreciation when improvements are made to restaurants, brownfield remediation, energy-efficient commercial buildings, fume and television production, farming business machinery and equipment, reuse and recycling property. Number of business provisions that allow for some different depreciation schedules. It makes tax-exempt housing bond interest exempt from the alternative minimum tax, provides for some tax relief where individuals...
Senator Bach, let me make an announcement. This conference committee report is under your desk, so if you want to follow it and read it, it's there at your desk. Senator Bach.
We adopt tax relief provisions for victims in federally declared disaster areas in Cook County, Fillmore County, Freeborn, Houston, Maurer, and Nobles counties. And then there are some all those provisions that I cited to you cost money. There are some offsetting revenue provisions that pay for the bill. We put a limitation on excess farm losses, and we allow those, we put a limit on those, but we allow those disallowed losses to be carried forward to offset future tax liabilities. We make a change conforming with the federal government on the $500,000 exclusion for capital gains on the sale of a principal resident, and there's the largest provision that raises revenue in the bill. Under current law, under a program called non-qualified deferred compensation, and that's not the kind of compensation that a business makes to their general population of employees. It's the kind of compensation that an executive receives that's exclusive to a small number of people in a company. What's currently happening is a business will make some kind of a stock option available or some other kind of non-qualified compensation to an individual, and it will be paid to an offshore tax, an offshore entity in a tax haven country.
All right. Come on, this is the third or fourth time I've tried to get you to quiet down. Let's listen to this, a pretty important bill.
Anyway, the U.S. company is able to take a tax deduction for making that payment to an offshore tax haven, and under current law, the individual doesn't pay their tax liability until they actually withdraw the money. This would change that provision, so in that non-qualified deferred compensation, if it's paid to some offshore tax haven account, the individual would have to pay their taxes when it was paid. All of the conformity provisions in the conference committee report are consistent with Governor Pawlenty's recommendations. The second article in the bill is the Senate provision, and it is the Green Acres article. It's Article 2. We spent a great deal of time talking about that earlier. And the House took the Senate position. We made a couple small changes. One was the House wanted to, where land was enrolled in a conservation-type easement, and we changed the name. The House wanted a different name than conservation land, so we went to rural preserve land. We increased the covenant from 8 years to 10 years, and then there was one other small change that limited the number of acres that are not currently being actively farmed, put a limit on the number of acres that can be in that classification of rural preserve. And I don't know if Senator Scoy wants to say anything further on it, but members, those are the provisions in the conference committee report. The spreadsheet is on your desk if you want to take a look at where the money is spent and raised. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion on the conference committee report. Seeing none, Senator Bach renews his motion that the foregoing recommendations of the conference committee report on House File 392 be now adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 392, a bill for an act relating to taxation, providing a federal update, modifying computation of net income and payment of corporate franchise tax refunds, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted. Is Robley here? The all senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes, 5 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports, three reports, pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 on page 8 and 9 relating to late bills.
There will be one to be read, and then we'll take your motion.
Senator Moi from the Committee on Judiciary, to which was referred Senate File 1408, a bill for an act relating to public safety, securing aircraft cockpits against lasers, reports the same back with recommendation that the bill do pass.
Okay, now on the Pogemiller motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. And we're going to add Senate File 1408. Next order of business, second reading of House bills. There's one today printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of House bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rosen, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1733 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay, give us a very brief explanation of the bill, I think.
Thank you, Senator Mason. Mr. President. It is the Green Jobs Z bill that just needs to go to finance. It's just a referral back to finance, that's all.
Okay, on the Rosen motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's a resolution on today's agenda. Without objection, the resolution will be referred to the Rules Committee. Go to the next order of business. It's the calendar. There are four bills on the calendar. There will be some roll calls. The first bill, without objection, remaining on motions, we're going to take up the Senate bill introductions. They're on today's agenda. Without objection, before first reading, there's one to be read at the desk.
Senator Moi for the Committee on Judiciary introduces Senate File Number 2018, a bill for an act relating to public safety, imposing per-page filing fees for court papers, etc.
Okay, this bill will be referred to the Finance Committee. First reading of Senate bills. Now we're going to the calendar. Oh. Okay, we're on the Senate calendar. First bill on the Senate calendar is House File 865, Senator Lynch.
Mr. President, with the unanimous consent of the Senate, I move that the amendment made to House File 865 by the Committee on Rules and Administration in the report adopted.
I might, Sergeants, maybe you're going to have to help me. We're not getting that much cooperation with the chatting, okay? Did you hear me back there, Sergeants? Let's keep the noise down. Senator Lynch.
Mr. President, with the unanimous consent of the Senate, I move that the amendment made to House File 865 by the Committee on Rules and Administration in the report adopted March 30th, 2009, pursuant to Rule 45, be stricken.
Okay, before, if anybody objects, of course, we can't do this. Would you tell the group or the senators what you're doing here?
Yes, Mr. President, this is the reauthorization of the Great River Ridge Trail, and the only change that was made was that dealing with an effective date.
Okay. Senator Lynch renews her motion that the amendments made to House Bill 865 by the Committee on Rules and Administration in the report adopted March 30th, 09, pursuant to Rule 45, be stricken. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Poe. Senator.
Before the vote, just a quick question.
Yeah. Senator Pogemiller.
Senator Lynch, does the change of the effective date make a difference in terms of funding, in terms of anything? Does it matter?
Mr. President, no, the change in the effective date, actually, this was the reauthorization of the Great River Ridge Trail, and members will recall that there was some omission of paperwork that was not handled, wasn't turned in to the Department of Natural Resources, and so this is just dealing with that effective date.
On the Lynch motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Third reading.
House File 865, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, establishing a state trail, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar, number 2, Senate File 1091. Senator Vandeveer, did you wish to progress the bill? Request to progress is granted. The third bill on the calendar, Senate File 764, Senator Moi. Third reading.
Senate File 764, a bill for an act relating to state government allowing state agencies to conduct meetings by telephone or by electronic means.
Secretary will take the roll. Jeff, Senator Koch. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Be it 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill has passed. Its title agreed to. The last bill on the calendar, number 4 on the calendar, is Senate File number 811. This is Senator Dill bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 811, a bill for an act relating to education finance, authorizing Independent School District number 2887, McLeod West, to issue general obligation bonds for its reorganized operating debt.
Secretary will take the roll. Thank you. Scott. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary, close the roll. Be it 64 ayes, 0 nays. The 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed. Senator, do we have absentees? I think we're Senator Pogermiller completes the work at the desk. We're on announcements of Senate interest. Before the adjournment, without objection, Senator Jungbauer, Gerlach all day, and Senator Roebling from 12 to 12:30. Senator Stumpf.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Education Finance Committee that met this morning, and then we will also meet again later this afternoon. And I just want you to be aware that we'll have to send out an email to the exact time. I think I told all the members of the committee that it was going to be 3 o'clock. I'm afraid it might be a little bit later. So please watch your email.
Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, the State Government Budget Division will meet 10 minutes after the end of the at the conclusion of the floor session. State Government Budget, 10 minutes after the session.
Further announcements, Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, the Rules Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment.
Senator Marty, did you have an announcement?
Mr. President, Health, Housing, and Family Security Committee will meet 15 minutes after adjournment.
Okay. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, members, I move the Senate adjourn till Thursday, April 2nd, 11:30. 11:30, a little more time for the Finance Committee to work. 11:30.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.